This is Scott Becker with the Becker Business Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined with Kim Swoboda. Kim's going to talk to us about leadership, what it takes to be a great leader, advice for leaders, and more. Kim, Aspiration Catalyst, why don't you just kick us off by telling us, what does it take to be a great leader today? What do you see in leadership? What do you admire? What don't you admire? What does it take to be a great leader?
Wonderful. Well, thanks so much, Scott. It's great to be here with you today. And, you know, this is a topic I'm really, really passionate about. So there's a great book by Gallup called It's the Manager. And they did a study of 10,000 different individuals in terms of what do they look for in their leaders? What do they want? What inspires them to follow someone? And there were four things that came out of it. It was trust, compassion, stability, and hope. And, you know, I think those are the things that maybe we don't always think about in terms of leadership, but that's really what people are looking for in their leaders.
So trust, compassion, hope, stability, I think were the four that you mentioned.
That's right.
And what about, doesn't a leader also have to set direction for an organization, help drive an organization forward? Where is that with all these skills as well? I mean, certainly trust, hope, compassion, stability, so important. No one likes a leader that every day they don't know which leader they're getting. Everybody
right.
hates that. But they like stability in leadership. They want people they can trust, that people that care. And these are all great leadership traits. But doesn't a leader also need to be a leader and set direction and drive an organization forward?
They do. They do, Scott. And I think that that probably falls under hope. Hope is, you know, seeing a better tomorrow. And I think about it in terms of, you know, leaders, we decide the what, right? What are we going after? What's the goal, right? And then, you know, we empower our people to figure out how to get there. But they have to have a clear vision of where are we going and why does it matter and why does it matter to me? And so creating that view, sometimes I think about leaders holding up a lantern, like this is, they're lighting the path, lighting the way of the path. And then, you know, each of their team members or followers are figuring out the best way that works for them to get to the end result.
And what are some of the examples in public life and private life of people that you see that encapsulate this well? It doesn't have to be all four, but maybe it is all four. Where are their leaders? I mean, you could think of a leader that you work with that encapsulates this well. You could use them by name or not, but how they sort of fit into this mindset of these are the four characteristics of terrific leadership.
Yeah, I actually work with a lot of leaders that are like this. And not that, you know, anyone's perfect, right? Because no one is. And we all have things that we're good at and things that we're not as good at. But I think that if we're looking at these four components in particular, there's an underlying self-awareness that's there, as well as just being authentic. There is a leader, actually, I was just talking to him yesterday. He's running this awesome startup healthcare company. And they're in the early stages of growth. Everything is, you know, chaotic and super busy, and they're figuring out, you know, how to run the business while they're, you know, going 100 miles per hour. And I'm so impressed by him because he is so willing to like own, you know, maybe some of the challenges that we're having. He's got great self-awareness. He asks great questions, and he's very willing to just, you know, like if things don't go well, like own it and apologize for it. And then let's figure out what we need to do to move forward. So, you know, I think that maybe humility needs to be the other one that's sort of added on here. I think that makes all the difference. And if people see you, you know, really being transparent and, you know, compassionate with them and having a view to the future and, you know, also being willing to admit your mistakes, they'll follow you anywhere.
And what about results? Because I hear you, and certainly, again, the leaders that blame others for the errors in the company, that don't take responsibility, that don't own it, there's a fake way of owning it, there's a real way of owning it, you know, there's the oh my God, I really messed up because I put that person in charge. That's not a real way of owning it. But there is owning it, of like owning a mistake. But where do results fit into all this as leaders? Because you really don't end up staying a leader for all that long if you don't also deliver results with these efforts and these tactics and these behaviors.
Well, that is so true, isn't it? And, you know, it's like sometimes you see people sort of starting off on a good leadership path, but then for, you know, a variety of reasons, they don't actually get the results. And then they either have to figure out a better way, or maybe that's not the thing that they, you know, maybe they're not, able to lead, unfortunately. But I think, you know, there's another client that I'm working with that I think is a great example of this. So she actually was not achieving great results with her team. She was a stellar, individual contributor. Like, she was awesome at sales, and then moved into the leadership position and was struggling. And what was happening was she was still sort of trying to sell and trying to lead. And it was too much to try to do both. And really her role was to lead others. And so in our work together, you know, we sort of discovered this, hey, you know, you're sort of competing with your team. Like, you're still, you're getting upset when someone else sells something on your team versus you selling it, but that's not your job anymore. Let's take you out of that equation. And so in our work together, we worked together for a year, and there were, you know, some other things that we did to help her improve her team dynamics and help her pull the strengths of her team out so that everybody could do what they did best. And they just won the award for their area of the country and had 3x'd their revenue results, you know, as a result of just her diligence and, doing things in a different way, you know, being more of a true leader.
But that's really a great story, because so often somebody goes great in their line job, is promoted to management, then they're in a very different job. And management's a very different job than being the top salesperson, and both very, very important. But the ability to amplify results is much higher if you become a great leader. But this person was willing to listen and adjust and change and grow and use that tenacity to become a great manager, not just a great salesperson. And that kind of growth, I think there's two great stories here. One is that sometimes people are appointed to the next level of promotion based on what they did in the first level, but the next level may have nothing to do with the first level success. And second is that tenacity, though, that led her to be great in sales, also as she chose to dig in and how to become a better leader, made her a much better leader. And I love that story. Well, just magnificent.
You hit the nail on the head, because that's the thing, Scott. Like, I think in order to be at our best as leaders, we have to be willing to take a hard look in the mirror and say, what am I doing well? And what am I not? And what am I going to do about it? And that was 100% her. She was invested in doing the hard work that needed to be done to help her become the best leader that she could be. And that, you know, that's like a dream client for me, right?
Kimberly, I want to thank you for joining us today and giving us your thoughts on leadership. I find them they resonate so well. Tell us how people can find Kimberly Swoboda. How do people find you?
Okay, great. Well, I would love to hear from anyone who'd like to work on improving their leadership skills and building a high-performance team. And you can reach me at Kimberly@aspirationcatalyst.com, or you can check out my website at www.aspirationcatalyst.com.
Kimberly, thank you so much for taking the time to visit with us today. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott. Great to be here with you as always.